CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. China's Vice Foreign Minister Song Tao has summoned diplomatic envoys from Thailand, Laos, and Myanmar and urged the three nations to intensify their investigation of a deadly attack on Chinese ships that occurred on the Mekong River. Song says all three countries should unearth the truth regarding the incident as quickly as possible and provide China with timely reports during the investigation. 12 Chinese were confirmed killed and one missing after two cargo ships were attacked and hijacked by a group of armed men on the Mekong River last week. China's customs authorities are investigating smuggling crimes committed by Lai Changxing, who was once one of China's most wanted fugitives, a senior customs official has confirmed. The case will be turned over to prosecutors when the investigation concludes, according to Deputy Director of the General Administration of Customs, Lu Peijun. Lai was repatriated to China in July, 12 years after fleeing to Canada. The 53-year-old is the chief suspect in a multi-billion dollar smuggling operation that dates back to the 1990s in southeast China's city of Xiamen. The owner of a coal mine that was flooded in northeast China's Heilongjiang province and trapped 13 miners has been detained. The owner of the Jindi coal mine previously denied that anyone was trapped underground after the mine was inundated late Tuesday afternoon. He later confessed during a four-hour police interrogation that 24 people were underground at the time of the flooding and that 11 of them managed to escape. Rescue work is underway. A plane carrying 32 people has crashed in Papua New Guinea, killing some of those on board. The PNG Airlines Dash 8 plane crashed around 5 p.m. local time on Thursday while flying in the north of the country, the PNG Accident Investigation Commission says. It is not clear why the plane crashed and how many people have survived. 8 people have been killed since a gunman opened fire in a busy hair salon in Southern California. Another person is seriously injured. The victims have been identified as employees and customers at the salon. The suspect was arrested shortly after the shooting. Police have also seized multiple weapons from his car. The motive for the shooting is unclear. At least 42 passengers have been killed when their bus fell off a cliff in central Nepal. 13 of the dead are women. Some 80 passengers were traveling on the bus when the accident took place. 11 passengers who were traveling on the roof of the bus have survived the mishap. It is reported that the overcrowded bus skidded off the road due to poor road condition. The injured have been rushed to a local hospital for treatment. At least 63 people, including a foreigner, have been injured in a 6.8 magnitude undersea earthquake that hit the tourist resort of Bali in Indonesia. The epicenter is some 140 kilometers southwest of Bali. The quake was also felt in nearby provinces of East Java and West Nusa Tenggara. Damages of schools and office buildings have been reported in the coastal area of Kuta Bali, one of the hardest hit areas. Iraq has taken control of its airspace for the first time since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad says the U.S. Air Force has transferred management of the airspace sector to the Iraq Civil Aviation Authority. U.S. military forces are to pull out completely from Iraq by the end of this year. However, the two countries are in talks about whether to have a small number of U.S. troops stay in Iraq after December. China's Red Cross Society is offering to send 50 million yuan, or 7.8 million U.S. dollars, in humanitarian aid to Libya. The first relief shipment reached Benghazi, Libya's second largest city, in mid-August. The second shipment, which will include medicine, rice, and cooking oil, is expected to arrive in Tripoli later this week. China's automobile sales rose 19% month-on-month to more than 1.6 million units in September, the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers says. It has been predicted that China's auto sales will grow by 3% to 5% from a year earlier to exceed 18.6 million units this year. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.